At the bottom of all local stories published on Barry Today, readers have the option of submitting feedback. Here's a snapshot of what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. January 12th cancellation of non-emergency surgeries leaves local woman in constant pain. I've been waiting on a neurology appointment for almost 2 years now. Consult was sent out summer 2019. My nerve disorder has spread and I need help to get my meds and treatments right. I have gone from mobile with a crutch to using an electric wheelchair for any more than a quick trip. It really isn't COVID that forced the cancellations, though, it's the government's dealing with COVID. Firing healthcare workers in the middle of a pandemic for not taking a vaccine that isn't really doing its job makes real sense to me. We need a government that will prioritize healthcare instead of cutting every service possible. Gidget H 300 new COVID cases in region, but health unit no longer reporting municipal breakdown. I'm very disappointed that you're not doing a breakdown anymore. How are we supposed to know, for instance, in Barry how many cases there are and how many recoveries and deaths? Simcoe is a big region and should be broken down, as far as I'm concerned. Louisa N. January 11th Nighttime on the streets. Compassion is never a bad thing to show. Can the city not phone the Minister of Corrections to use the old Barry Jail as a warming center? What about the pink building beside Meridian Place? What about the closed rec centers? What about the old railway terminal in Allendale? I know there are some wrangling over the place, but surely in times of absolute need those wranglings can be put aside. That warming center in downtown Barry they are contemplating is nowhere near downtown, but maybe a few houses east of Boys Street. Wayne P. Holly history could still be honored if community center gets new name. Doesn't this mean that the name of the community center could potentially change every 8 years? I don't see how that adds to cohesiveness in the neighborhood. Sue J. Advertising is taking over our world. Names on sports team uniforms, playing fields obscured by logos of sponsors, arena boards plastered with advertisers' names. I find it hard to concentrate on an event with so much advertising. Now you want to remove an historical name and replace it with a sponsor's name. My solution is to boycott the companies who hurt my eyes with their names and logos. Keith W. We, the citizens of Barry, need to man up and pay the needed taxes to fund our city services. We should not be selling naming rights to any deep pocket business that comes along. Peter B. Funding for downtown warming center given okay by Barry councilors. How is it possible in this wealthy of a city that there isn't just a warming center every night? Or is this just another message that we don't want poor people downtown? The lack of compassion is shocking, almost to the point of being malevolent. Shame on city council. Vincent Q. January 10th Wipes manufacturer gets $1.2 million from province for new Barry facility. I think it is wonderful that a Barry company is having such success, but curious if these wipes are biodegradable or will just end up in a landfill. John O. January 9th Downtown warming center dismantled by organizers following complaint. And the person that complained stepped up and offered what shelter, food and heat instead. And made what size of a donation to organizations that provide shelter when they have the resources and space. Unbelievable that there are those who would gladly see others freeze and starve to death. Pat N. Seemingly, all it took was a single complaint. It's a pity the complainant had no suggestions for some alternative shelter. As always, it's easy to tear something down, but much harder to build. Peter B. 64 calls to police about illegal fireworks over one holiday weekend and they do nothing. One call to police about something that will help homeless folks, and that's enough for them. There's $58.9 million in funding for you. Shameful. Vanessa T. January 8th makeshift warming center created as long-term plan remains on city's radar. With all due respect, that area is meant for all residents to use, not to be abused by people who don't want to follow a simple set of rules. These people chose to not be respectful to others, so they shouldn't be entitled to take away from those who are. How they have things set up there is asking for someone to die, as it's unsafe to run propane in that enclosed area. Chris T. The City Hall Rotunda is sitting empty and could accommodate a large number of people. It is downtown and has washrooms. Robert N. January 7th 338 COVID patients in Ontario ICUs. Testing captures 11,899 new cases. The most incredible statistics in this article relate to the incident rate per 100,000. Apparently, you are more likely to be infected if you are fully vaccinated, 97, than if you are unvaccinated, 74. 5. We are told that vaccination will lessen the severity of the disease, and as a triple vaccinated person, I sure hope they are right, but it is now clear that vaccination does nothing to prevent the spread of the disease. I have been a supporter of vaccination mandates for the long-term care, medical and education sectors, but given this data, one wonders if any mandates can be justified. ENRRVH reminds residents of new COVID testing criteria. I understand that tests are in short supply, but it's so frustrating to not be able to have accurate test counts anymore. Even a way to self-report positive home rapid antigen tests to the health unit so they are counted towards the daily statistics. I tested positive on a rapid test earlier this week, a mild breakthrough COVID case, and I would have liked to have been counted towards the statistics, but now me and thousands of others are just invisible in the stats. In the US, some local health departments have online self-reporting forms or apps for reporting positive at home rapid tests. They are encouraging people to report these tests to their public health agencies, as the more information they have, the better for everyone. I asked the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit if they have any self-reporting options, and they don't. The provincial government is not planning on doing anything, either. What a shame, all that lost valuable data. At least open up the PCR confirmatory tests again to those who have had positive rapid antigen tests. Sarai P. Holly Community Center could get new moniker under naming rights deal. I think any 8-year deal on naming rights is way too long. If the company goes under, does the name change? Get the money up front for that type of advertising. Cheryl H. The next step could be to rename the city of Barrie in exchange for an appropriately large heap of gold. Is everything for sale on the altar of advertising? Peter B. Seriously, this is not nice. Holly is such a nice area. We don't need excessive advertising being sold by our council. Kathy J. Anxious anglers urged to be patient before venturing onto ice. Getting on the ice was more like mid-January, rarely January 1st. Stanley S. January 6th chief criticizes counselor for inconsiderate, unsympathetic remarks on Twitter. Mr. Aylwin seems more interested in getting his 15 seconds of fame. More often than not, the man spouts off through inappropriate venues, such as Twitter. While it is sad that someone stole baby formula, a theft is a theft. Without knowing the full story and how the police have handled the matter, he has perhaps put out disparaging comments that only serve to make the Barrie police look bad. I, for one, am glad we have a local police force that looks out for Barrie residents. As a counselor, quit publicly putting your opinions out there and stirring the pot. Linda O. I agree with Count Aylwin on this. Of course, the police are defensive about cutting their budget and shifting the money to mental health, drug mitigation and poverty support. Val L.